This series contains description of blood, gore, and violence, and discussions of suicide, murder, self-harm, depression, PTSD, trauma, and death. Listener discretion is advised. Professionally Possessed. Story 1, Part 1. Rivals and Royals.
Was ugly. Blood poured out of its empty eye sockets and pus oozed out of its toothless mouth. The soft, fleshy ground squashed beneath my feet as I tried to keep it at a distance. Tall, fleshy buildings flew by as I twisted and turned in between them. When it finally overtook me, it pinned me to the ground with my hands over my head. At least the ugly ones like this one are the weak ones. Any demon with actual power would immediately try to imitate the human visage in its conscious form. This one couldn't even keep flesh on its blood-soaked ribs. I could see a scarlet heart floating and beating off kilter in its chest. I mean, I thank you for the offer, but I'm not the slightest bit scared of you. So giving up hope seems a little extreme. My back pressed up against the rotting flesh of the earth, gave way against my heft. Even though intellectually I knew this was all fake, conjured by the second consciousness of the demon, it felt disgustingly real. Up to this point, I'd kept quiet around my host, pretending to be this frail, weak thing, but I was tired of all the gore and carnage this monster called home. I picked up a while ago that this demon was obsessed with decadence. That's why its personal world was a sprawling cityscape of buildings decked out with chandeliers, winding staircases, fountains of blood, and gargoyles. The problem was it was so weak that it could only make them out of flesh. So everything was a twisted nightmare. That was what had inspired my plan to kill it. I would destroy it with what it wanted most, but couldn't have.
You grimaces and shuddering. Tell me you are lying. You're terrified.
I feel like you may have misinterpreted my furrowed brow of thought and general disgust for your behavior as some kind of distress. I've been debating here, as you bleed and hiss incoherently at me, is how long I can afford to let you play with my body out there. You're relatively destructive. That makes me think you'd rather make a scene than a mess. I think I've let you play long enough.
Why try to fool me with this cocky air in your final hours?
I assure you, the cocky air has been there since my first hour. Demons are always underestimating me, especially in their subconscious domain. I've learned to use that to my advantage.
What are you talking about?
It was clueless, because like almost everyone else, it had never met anyone like me. Humans didn't have a second consciousness, so they didn't normally understand how to control and create in a purely mental space. That's why demons would normally torture and crush human consciousness without much resistance. Nobody ever said I was a normal human, though. I have power here, too. The same kind you've been trying to destroy me with, I've been using to destroy you.
You can't!
But even as it tried to object, a shimmering gold cord appeared in my hand. The same one I'd been meticulously weaving through his ribcage for days. It was so small, so subtle, he could neither see nor feel the thread. But it was as luxurious and precious as everything the demon dreamed of. I pulled it through. And the cords cut his heart into a million pieces. As soon as the poison in my soul died, I felt relief. As my consciousness was pulled back into physical reality, I let it. I was back in control of my body. I could taste blood in my mouth and feel my face and body were stiff with scabs. Thousands of scratches covered my body where I had raked my nails against my own flesh. They were concentrated on my arms and neck, as if I had tried to escape invisible chains. My eyeballs were sore from rolling around in my head, but I opened them anyway. Demons always do a number on the host's physical body. I sat up and saw that the room around me had been decimated. I'd made a hole in one of the wooden walls, currently being covered from the other side by an object I couldn't identify. We had made sure to leave very little furniture in the room after preparation. A bookshelf and a desk, and they were overturned and splintered. Any books left on the shelves were destroyed, page by page, ripped up into little pieces. Dried blood was on every surface. The door was intact, despite desperate scratches across it and along the frame. Apparently, the scratches had been bad enough that they had risked entering the room to wrap my hands. I looked at the blood-soaked bandages and pressed down on them. I could feel my nail beds burning with pain beneath. I stumbled up and over to the door. It took a few tries to wet my sore throat to speak. If the sky is black at night, how will I know when the world is over? Is utter destruction the color of everything or nothing at all?
Elena?
Yeah, it's me. Not sure that takes much convincing, since I'm pretty sure that weakling wasn't coherent.
It was mostly just screaming.
Is there anything you need right now? Food? Water? We sent the healer home to rest. It has been nearly 3 weeks since you got possessed.
I just want to sleep for a while.
Of course. I can ask the priest if there's a spare bed, or get your blanket from the supplies, or...
Bridget... Just sit down. In mere minutes of laying my head on her shoulder, I was asleep. But not deep enough to miss when Bridget snuck away and when a scratchy cotton blanket was wrapped around my shoulders. I just shifted and tried to give my sore, aching body some comfort.
Are you sure the demon's gone? What if she's still possessed?
Between a certified exorcist and an experienced demon slayer, I assure you we would know if the demon was still here.
I stirred awake as voices entered my consciousness. Marcia was talking to the priest of the church, the demon's original target.
I understand and respect such certifications, but the demon...
is gone. I sat up from where I was laying and met the eyes of the nervous-looking priest. I pulled the scratchy blanket closer around me as I spoke. I assure you, only the strongest demons can suppress violent tendencies in their second consciousness. Me speaking to you calmly is a good sign that I'm not possessed. It's okay to still be scared, but I promise you it's dead. That seemed to soothe the priest a bit, some of the stiffness leaving his shoulders. After a moment, Marcia spoke up again.
Now, about payment.
Before you do that, can the healer have a look at her? Her hands are wrecked.
Oh, yes, yes. Let's give them some privacy.
I'm fine, really. I can tell when it's really bad.
Of course you are, but you should see the healer anyway. I'll be right nearby if either of you need me.
After Marcia went with the priest to discuss payment, Bridget stepped out. I sat in silence for a moment, before there was a knock on the door. And before I could even answer, it creaked open, and the healer came in. They leaned down next to me, and took one of my hands. I winced a bit, as my injuries twisted and tore open anew.
So you're the girl who gets possessed... like a lot?
I've lost count.
Shall I heal your hands first?
I suppose, unless you'd prefer to waste your time with this chicken scratch all over my skin.
How do you even survive that many demons? Most people die.
I'm aware. You know how children pick up new things faster than adults? Well, I started young, just got possessed and learned how to, you know, kill demons.
So, you get possessed on purpose now?
What? No, idiot.
So you get possessed so you can save people? Like you saved our priest?
I am kind of like an exorcist, except that I get rid of the demon for good. Like a demon slayer who works from the inside out and doesn't have to kill someone else for it. Your priest, he wasn't corrupt or anything. Demons will prey on anybody.
I know, I swear. He's a good man.
Good.
So, are you going to save our princess?
Your princess?
There are rumors going around that she's been taken over by a demon, but the king hasn't said a word. I figured since you were here...
I've been preoccupied for a few weeks, so I had no plans to do so, but I could look into it.
I'm sure the king has called for other demon slayers and exorcists to offer their services.
Of course, but the job should be done right now!
Sorry! Your fingertips are almost worn down to nothing. This might take a little bit.
After a few hours, they only ended up healing my hands before I told them to stop. The scratches would heal on their own without inconveniencing me. They weren't worth the magic. I just have to deal with soreness and stiffness that come with scabs for a while. In the meantime, Bridget and Marcia had gotten all of our things together for us to set out. Once I was feeling a bit better, we had gathered outside to take our leave from the church.
Thank you again for all your help.
Don't mention it, Father. But, if you want to repay me, don't let the people around here speak ill of you. Possession doesn't make a bad priest. It doesn't make you any less devoted. And any talk like that makes us both look bad, and it is just dumb. So you have got to teach them how stupid they are. Okay?
I will try.
The others around here will follow you again in no time. It's just a matter of trusting yourself again.
Well, shall we?
Yes! Farewell! Just mount my fair pony here and we shall move onward to my next great deed of heroism.
Gods, just why?
I rode our pony, blood-soaked, while the other two walked beside us. I stewed in my soreness, and the others were lost in their thoughts. It was quiet. As the sun warmed my back, my eyes started to droop. But I didn't want to sleep just yet. I had to say something. So I hear there's a possessed princess running around here. Did you two hear anything about that?
Well, I haven't had cotton in my ears for 3 weeks, so yes, we're headed toward the royal castle now.
You're the best.
You know I've always got a few leads lined up. If we push ourselves, we should be there in a week. Whether we'll still have a job when we get there depends on how good a father the king here is.
Do you think she might already be taken care of?
Well, the fact that I only heard rumors and not an official summons for demon hunters is good. He's been trying to keep it under wraps for a while, and I hope that means he won't just accept the first idiot to offer a solution.
There's no exorcist school nearby, is there?
No, but slayers. They're everywhere.
He wouldn't feed his daughter to those butchers, would he?
Rumors didn't say anything about that, but the commoners were easily convinced it would be better to chop off her head.
Everyone's convinced of that. Let's just make sure that doesn't happen.
Of course.
We traveled non-stop for the rest of the day. Well, they did. I eventually succumbed to sleep, dozing in and out. Nightfall came, and I knew we would be stopping for the night soon. When we saw fire in the distance, a bit off the road.
Shall we keep them company?
It would save us some trouble if they're open to it.
I didn't have much of an opinion. But me sliding off blood-soaked was enough of an answer for them. We approached the fire with two men in shadows, sitting on the far side.
Good evening.
You might want to be careful traveling these parts alone, girlies. Demons have been snatching people and taking victims around here recently.
Demons? Oh no!
Shush, you. I would assume, if you're warning us and not taking heed yourselves, are you demon slayers?
You're welcome to come closer to the fire and see by our weapons that we are. I'm Arnold, and he's Lox.
Thanks, but I don't need to see them. I'm familiar enough with my own. The name's Bridget.
Nice axe.
You're a slayer too?
Was. Don't really like the title now.
We probably threw her off your scent since Helena and I aren't big and burly warriors like you three.
And you are?
Marcia, an exorcist. I'd show you my license, but it's at the bottom of our bags.
I thought only in kids' stories had our kinds worked together, seeing as our methods aren't exactly compatible. Banishing and killing ain't exactly the same.
We make it work.
And what about you, Helena?
Oh, I'm not trained to hunt demons, but I do what I can to help. I stepped closer to the fire between my companions, smiling innocently through my scabbed lips.
Ugh!
Gods, what happened to you?
Oh, she was possessed until this morning.
And you survived?
It's not as bad as it looks.
Not very good at this demon hunting business then, are you?
Eh, I try.
So, are you two looking to offer your services to the king as well?
I mean, it's gonna be a hard sell to convince him to give up his daughter. But we think it's in his best interest. With us, he gets to brush the whole thing under the rug and keep his kingdom safe. Considering the handful of other possessions reported in the area, he can't afford to have her escape. Polypoil isn't big enough to handle the destruction caused by, well, multiple demons running rampant.
It might have been presumptuous for us to camp with them, since they were our competition, but while Marcia interrogated them for information, Bridget handed me over some dried meat and fruit to eat, and started unpacking our sleeping gear.
Do you think it's arising?
Doubt it. Since I'm not attracting fresh crossers, it's probably just a group migration. But I can ask.
You know there are other ways to stop the demon besides slaughtering the girl, yes?
Well, we were under the assumption that there were no licensed exorcists nearby. But even if you make it switch hosts, you know the demon has to die.
If you've heard the rumors we have, you know the princess might already be lost anyway.
Traumatized doesn't mean dead.
What we're trying to say is we are hoping to save the princess.
Why sell the king false hope? You might make another victim for a shell of a princess.
Do you ever consider that there might be other ways of dealing with demons? Ones you aren't familiar with?
It's a nice thought. We've been hunting demons for a decade. There's only one way to kill those monsters.
Did you ever ask them?
Who? The demons?
Who else?
Our methods are unconventional, but effective.
They sound crazy.
Would you like to see for yourself?
Is that a challenge?
No, it's a bet.
Why did you two warn us about traveling here?
We're on a job. A possessed boy fled north in the forest here. His village has been searching for him, but he could be anywhere.
Perfect! Have you been paid yet?
They gave us half. Said they'd have to scrape together the rest of our fee for when we returned.
We were just paid this morning. Let's say, if you beat us to this demon, we'll cover the rest of your fee for them.
It's our job.
And what if we don't? What if you win?
You pay us your fee.
At most, we're cutting even.
No, at most, you're helping a poor village pay for a hero. At the least, you get paid in full for murder.
Bridget, relax. Besides, it's just a little fun. What? You scared a couple of girls are going to beat your big, brawny blades?
They should be. They don't stand a chance.
Who needs to relax now?
Why, you little...
I'm surprised you haven't put the princess job on the line. If we lose, we'd be out of your way.
You underestimate how cocky we are. Well, how cocky I am, mostly.
We're not worried about that. Helena's brand of demon hunting sells itself. The king will choose us over you any day. I'm just here to make a little extra coin.
You've got a deal.
So, what now? We may be gracious enough to share our camp with you, but we sure as hell ain't protecting you. One or two of you gonna stay up all night, like us, in case the demon attacks?
Well, that explained why they had just been sitting around so late around the fire.
You don't have to tell us. We'd be doing that anyway.
Not me. I'm going to sleep.
I can stay up.
But you stayed up all of last night on watch, too.
No, I slept while you were talking to the priest and Helena was getting healed.
That was only a few hours. Fine, you stay up for now. I'll sleep a while and then get up and relieve you.
Sounds good.
Yes, yes, my lady. We'll be quiet now.
Marcia and I slept a few feet from the fire, and Bridget took watch close to us. As I slept, Bridget would occasionally grab my ankle to assure herself I was still beside her as she looked elsewhere. I knew when Marcia would take over, because she jumped whenever I turned in my sleep. While their nervous tics may have bothered other people, I ignored it as typical. Despite their cautiousness, nothing happened that night. I woke the next morning, and the Slayers were already ready to move. Bridget and Marcia were packing things back on Bloodstained. I got up slowly, feeling sore and stiff again.
You walking?
Probably should.
Keep to the road. We don't want this to slow us down any more than it has to. I'll scope out the forest and see if I can spot the boy.
She had already drawn the exorcist pentacles on her clothes and her face for protection and control. While other exorcists may have taken a few hours to complete the complex symbol, ritualistic thoughts and actions required to activate them, Marcia probably did them before breakfast. You know you'll only find him after the fact.
I know, but we'll still have to find him and return him home sooner rather than later.
Hey! Where did you two say this village that Paige was at?
You'll be getting no more information out of us.
Not until one of us finishes the job. We'll be keeping our advantage, thanks.
And with that, they were off towards the forest.
It could be in a completely different direction than the castle.
If it is, we'll just split up.
Not with her under, I hope.
Don't worry, we'll manage. Right now, we have to focus on stopping those murderers.
Let's go.
Marcia split off, and Bridget and I followed the Slayers down the road. I thought surely once they passed into the undergrowth, they would split up to search. But just for fun, I thought I could keep them preoccupied. Hey, how did you get into this demon slaying business? It's definitely a strange way to make a living. If you tell your story, I'll tell you mine.
Don't listen to her. She's just trying to distract us.
Don't make small talk like we're your friends. You're just competition to us. Pitiful, really, since none of you can even call yourself slayers.
We're not technically demon slayers, no. But I did kill demons. Little did they know, I often asked my enemies innocuous questions. If they weren't so darn competitive, they might have learned we were messing with them. However, because they didn't share, I didn't have to either. As they disappeared into the forest, Bridget and I were left relatively alone.
You were going to tell them the truth?
Oh, we haven't lied. But I might have explained things to them, if they weren't so condescending.
You're one to talk. If you weren't so damn smug, they wouldn't have gotten insulted. They might have actually listened to your approach.
Maybe, if they believed me. But I don't have to explain to everyone why I'm amazing. My actions speak for themselves.
I know. Which is why you're going to show them, right?
It's unavoidable, really. Bridget and I strolled along the forest road, chatting. Even though we were trying to hurry, I don't think anyone looking at us would have figured that out. The forest was strangely quiet. Maybe the demon disturbed the peace of the forest. Bridget certainly was on edge and would randomly stop talking to listen. I would see movement out of the corner of my eye and swivel my head as if I could stop anything from coming. The only time it mattered was when someone slammed through the underbrush on the road in front of us. Bridget drew her axe, but it was just a slayer.
Are you two even trying to catch the demon?
Depends on what you mean by trying. What are you doing? Taking a break?
Arnold said we should meet on the road every few hours to check in.
Lox, I don't think he's here. We already scoped this area once, and there's not enough destruction. He probably moved on.
Not necessarily, depending on how strong it is. It may just know how to hide. Or, its favorite form of violence may not be destructive to the surroundings. Demons don't like to run unless they have to.
Did you check with the village on whether the demon took a weapon or a specific item, like rope or needles?
How do you two know so much about demons?
Have you ever even talked to a survivor of possession? Or a demon, for that matter?
Wait, you actually talk to demons? I thought that was a joke!
We did tell you she's been possessed.
What about a survivor?
What do you think? Most victims we run into don't survive.
You know there are plenty of cases of possession that don't require hunter intervention. As you've traveled, you could have just asked. You'd be better hunters if you knew more about your prey.
God, enough of this. What do you three actually do to the demons?
We destroy them.
Okay, but who dies?
The demon.
But who else?
No one. No one else needs to die.
Screw them, they're crazy. Let's keep hunting, Arnold.
And so we continued our peaceful jaunt for a little longer.
The one that's got the princess. It's strong, isn't it?
Any demon that can recognize human power and try to undermine it is, yes.
You think you'll be all right?
I faced worse.
Yes, but three so close.
Her voice
together
faded out, and I heard a scream in the distance as the demon's consciousness overtook me.
I got him, Arnold! I got him!
Let him go!
Don't hurt him.
Please! He's not possessed anymore!
Why would I do that? So you three can steal my kill?
Killing is what we are trying to avoid. Please, just cut him loose.
How'd you get here so fast? Have you been following me?
I'm here. You hold him still and I'll kill him.
What? Don't.
Will you two stop for a second? Look at him. He's human.
Oh, God. Please. I didn't.
May I?
Answer the question, exorcist.
I was staying close to you both, yes. I was afraid of what would happen if you found him first.
Please. Please, I'm no demon.
Don't listen to it. It's probably trying to trick us into letting it go.
Are you serious? Demons can't flip on and off like that. He was rabid a few minutes ago, wasn't he?
Well, if the demon's not in him, where is it?
If you give me the boy so I can cut him loose, I'll show you.
Please.
Let her. If it kills her, it's not our fault.
Hey there. We've got to move quick here, but what's your name?
It's Oswald.
Right. So, Oswald. We'll take care of these cuts for you, but I need supplies. Can you walk?
Yes. They're only on my arms and chest.
Good. All right. You two, let's go.
I fell back into only a partly formed inner consciousness world. The demon before me, almost as ugly as the last, had deep lacerations up and down his body. The flesh parted and was starting to peel off. There was little blood, so you could see the veins, muscles, and organs pulsating with life inside the splits.
Where's the boy? What happened?
He's safe from you.
How did you?
Let's just say my body is very welcoming to your kind.
No difference.
Actually, there's a huge difference. I'll apologize in advance for what's about to happen. Normally, I'd let you play with me for a while, get to know you, gather information. It's better for me in the long run, because it requires less energy.
Shut up!
Okay, rude. As it tried to object, I was already approaching it as mental energy solidified around me. It stepped back as I stepped forward, as it could tell it was outmatched. I'm sorry, but this time, I have something to prove to some people in the outer world. Also, there's a princess that I need to save. The energy became a golden scythe in my hand. A tool that used to exhaust me as a child had no weight in this world. Goodbye. And I slashed, perpendicular to his already existing wounds, straight through his torso. I repeated the motion a few times for good measure, before I felt pulled into the real world once more.
She's possessed again!
Happens more often than I've heard a harp play.
Enough games! What's going on here?
Hush, you're scaring the boy. Everything is as it seems. You're just too oblivious to notice the details. See that symbol on Helena's chest?
It would be easy to see if she wasn't thrashing around.
You mean if she was dead?
If this is her second possession in a week, I'd say killing her is the kind thing to do.
You don't know what you're talking about. I'd kill you twice over before you'd even be able to touch her.
Bridget, calm down. Look, you probably wouldn't even recognize it if you could see it. It's an exorcist symbol. The strongest one for attracting demons.
Who would? Wait, did you put that on her?
Not Blade Brain. She's had that branded into her for years. Her parents couldn't afford a proper demon hunter, so they had to settle for an unlicensed exorcist. That moron messed up royally, thinking that would chase the demons away from her.
Is it permanent?
He was a little too, confident, apparently promising to protect her from demons for the rest of her life.
So demons are drawn to her. How is she even alive?
She says it's because children pick up skills faster than adults. She's learned how to fight the demons from the inside. She can destroy them.
And no one has to die.
No, that's not possible.
It is. It's happened occasionally before me.
Helena!
You're done already?
I knew we were in a hurry.
You just wanted to show off.
That too. They were both surprised to see me back already. But making quick work of that demon, especially while still injured, took more out of me than expected. And soon, I found myself collapsing from exhaustion.
Helena!
Did she faint? Or is she...
She's passed out. She's exhausted. It won't help us to reach the castle quickly if you're too weak to fight, idiot.
Helena's right, though. We are in a hurry. So pay up, you two, and tell us where we need to take Oswald here.
Where am I?
You're in the forest south of your village. We backtracked for your pathetic self. If we hadn't, we would have beat these snake girls to the castle.
You can call us all the names you'd like, but you agreed to the bet, so hand it over.
You tricked us! You had us running around the woods when you knew all along where the demon would go.
Look, you belittled us, thought us naive, so you didn't listen. You can't get mad when we tried to tell you we could save people.
We save people too.
Sure, by sacrificing another.
My village can pay you some.
That's what we're trying to get, Chickpea. That, and to keep them from starving themselves over you.
Fine, whatever. We'll pay up.
Arnold?
They might have played dirty, but they did the job. We can't take money for something we didn't do. And we did agree to cover the other half.
That's idiotic.
No, that's fair.
We could take the boy back, since we know the way.
So you can extort money and favors out of them? Take the credit and whatever else you can carry?
I'd rather stay.
Yes, I think he should stay with us. No offense, but you haven't proven to be the type of man who do things for free. Unless you want to change that by showing us the way.
I think we'd rather part ways since our work here is done.
Lux.
You two are terrible tricksters. We know you're planning on offering your services to the king. A day or two head start won't change a thing.
We've got to make money somehow. We just lost most of our savings to you three.
And whose fault is that? Do you really think you can kill the princess after seeing what we can do? Will the king agree to that?
If his daughter is already gone, what you can do means nothing.
Keep telling yourselves that. Look, we'll return a portion of your coin if you show us the way.
Let's just finish the job, Lox. We'll get something for it.
He's just afraid of being humiliated for losing the kill to us again.
Fine! We'll do it! Take your pity for all it's worth.
You said it, not us.
Do you need help carrying the girl?
We usually just tie her to blood... the horse. She'll let us know when she's awake.
Just give me a couple more minutes to clean up Oswald's wounds and we can go. It looks like they were made with sharp rocks.
He was hiding in a tree when I found him.
I don't remember.
That's normal. Your consciousness was elsewhere. If you need to talk about what happened, you can talk to me or Helena, the girl on the horse, if she's awake.
Thank you.
Enough. Are we going or what?
Somebody's so sore about getting trounced.
I came to in the late afternoon, partly. My head was splitting, and when I tried to open my eyes, pain flared even worse. My neck and shoulders were stiff, too, like I had been headbutting something, which I metaphysically did, though at the time, it was fuzzy. Are we there yet?
Depends. Where's there?
someplace where I don't have to be tied to a horse and I can suffer in peace.
Soon. Can I get an honest answer, too?
I don't know. I remember the priest. Where were we going from there?
She doesn't even remember the princess anymore.
Wait, I remember those two jerks.
Oh, look, you helped her remember.
Perfect.
Wasn't there another? I squinted my eyes open for just a second to see an unfamiliar red-headed boy. I think I remember now. We're finished with another job and then going to the castle to meet the king.
Good. Now rest.
Just for a little longer. I recalled things in blurs from there, stopping for camp, Bridget helping me from blood-soaked and setting me up with a blanket to sleep. I only snapped out of my daze in the middle of the night. Of course, my headache was finally greater than my exhaustion, and I couldn't force myself to sleep anymore. I tried to get up, but after a tug on my leg, I realized I was tied to a tree. Huh. Well, that's inconvenient.
They said it was to keep you from wandering away, if another demon came by. Though, if it did, they said they weren't sure if you'd survive. They went to sleep over there.
I didn't realize anyone else was awake until I turned when the strange boy spoke. So they left me for dead, huh?
I know the feeling.
It was a joke. I told them to sleep if there isn't a prospective demon nearby. They have to sleep sometimes. The tether is just a precaution. I'm sure your family didn't actually want you dead.
Can a demon untie the rope?
Sometimes. But it gives them more time and warning.
I don't think the Slayers would have slept if they knew that.
Why aren't you asleep? Look, I know Marzia probably offered, but she doesn't really know what it's like. I, on the other hand, know it better than anyone else. So if you need to talk...
You destroyed that thing. In minutes. How could you understand?
That wasn't always possible for me. You know, when I was first possessed, I was 8. An exorcist saved me then, and the time after that. And then my parents couldn't afford a decent rescue. I ended up having to learn how to fend for myself. Those first few times, though, most people don't understand. The terror, the humiliation, the pain, all piled on at once, and then there's the guilt.
How do you live with all that?
The guilt? Well, first off, it's not your fault. It's random. As for the rest, you breathe, you step forward, and you try to understand who you are now. Don't try to be who you were. It doesn't help. You either find people who accept that you've changed, or you find new people.
That's what happened to you?
That's more than I can say for most people, because it never ends for me. I need people willing to stick through and put up with anything. Maybe that's a blessing, because you won't have to deal with the fear of it happening again, never knowing if it will actually kill you this time or not. But I promise you, it's not worth worrying about.
I can't imagine doing that all over again.
It's not so bad. The 43rd time around.
How do you manage to be so vibrant?
That's a nice way of putting it. Most people would just say I'm an ass or a monster. But the upside is, I can do things no one else can. As far as I can tell, that makes me a hero. Even if no one else can see it. Is it obnoxious that I enjoy flouting that? Very. But I have every right to be happy. And so do you. If it helps, I can tell you all the great things about me.
No need. I understand what makes you so amazing.
I know, right? You'll figure out how to live. I promise. Do you want to sleep now?
Maybe. What about you?
My head is killing me. I was using talking to you as a distraction, but I can live without it. Either way, I'll be lucky if I can fall asleep by dawn. You don't have to worry about demons with me around.
Yeah. Good night, Helena.
Same to you,
person?
Ozzy.
Sleep well, Ozzy. I fell asleep when the birds were waking up. Somehow, Bridget and Marcia managed to drag that out for a little bit. When they couldn't justify stalling travel any longer, they woke me up.
Time to get up, little misery. Somebody needs to get home, remember?
Right. Oh, Ozzy.
Here, eat.
Do I have to?
Yes. Now hurry.
Don't rush for me. I've decided. I've changed my mind. I want to go home by myself.
What?
I'm going to go the rest of the way by myself.
Are you sure that's safe?
Well, maybe not, but they'll either accept me as I am, or I'll go elsewhere.
Strange. That sounds familiar.
Are you sure he doesn't just want to take credit for the demon slaying for himself?
Hey, if he wants to pretend to be a badass like me, I'm not insulted.
I'm not trying to pretend anything. I'm just afraid with so many extra people, it'll get muddy. I may not be able to speak for myself. They need to hear my story to understand.
Honestly, it's his choice. If this is what he thinks will work for him, let him do it.
Agreed.
Is this just another ploy to make us lose money? Is that it? If we don't guide you back, you won't pay us?
Shut it. We'll pay your money, morons. Is that okay, Helena?
I don't care.
What are you two? Her lackeys?
She pays us to look after her. She's the one doing all the work, remember?
God, that's pathetic.
No, you two are. Just take your money.
Well, I'm going to head out.
Good luck.
Thanks. For everything.
You're right. You should be grateful.
I'll be sure that everyone knows about the girl that saved me.
Make it a good story.
I will.
And with that, he was off. I don't think he knew how brave he was. But maybe he'll figure it out one day. Like I did.